more. Baby, it's a line. I chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you say it coming, and no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, be no doubt when you see you are. Rest my dab in the middle of it. Rest my dab in the middle. We are. Rest my dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. We're going to start off with a Greg Reese commentary from InfoWars, and then we're going to go to General Flynn recommending a special that Alex Jones did last week. In fact, and it talks about this FARS operation or exercise that was a few years ago. But here we go with Greg Reese, and then we're going to move to General Flynn recommending this, and then we're going to have about 20 minutes of Alex and his cohorts there explaining a week ago what's going on, and then we're going to put a click off there on our site, so you can go to thesecrettruth.com and pick up the click off and watch that whole program. It's about 90 minutes long, but it's highly recommended that you watch it. But here we go with Greg Reese, and then it's going to be followed up by General Flynn, but I'll intercede before we play the General Flynn recommendation on this. But anyway, here we go with Greg Reese.
No doubt you have realized the splendor of my conception. First, a necklace of death about the earth. 50 globes, each releasing its nerve gas over a designated area, each capable of killing 100 million people. The human race, as you know it, will cease to exist.
Who needs a James Bond villain to kill everyone when media darling eugenicist Bill Gates is off to such a celebrated start? While earning billions of dollars off his investments in the experimental vaccine industry, Bill Gates claims to be some sort of altruist, and all of pop culture media support this spurious tale. But remember when Bill Gates became the world's richest man as a result of ruthless business practices and abuse of powers? And remember the world's most evil corporation, Monsanto, creators of DDT, Agent Orange, and genetically modified foods? The company working tirelessly to replace all the world's organic seed banks with their own patented GMO varieties so they can one day own the entire world's food supply? Well, now Monsanto, along with agribusiness giant Cargill, are primarily controlled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is also the biggest farmland owner in the U.S. Bill Gates says we all must eat GMO food while aggressively working towards giving us no choice in the matter. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation sponsored the mRNA vaccines, which are now opening the gates to genetically modified humans, recklessly experimenting on the human genome in hundreds of millions of people. These experimental gene therapy shots have already killed thousands, but Bill wants everyone to get more. And now, Bill is preparing to block out the sun. Bill Gates is working with Harvard's David Keith on a stratospheric solar geoengineering experiment known as SCOPEX, wherein a kilogram of calcium carbonate particles will be released in the stratosphere to see how viable it will be at reflecting the light from the sun away from the surface of the Earth. They claim they want to lower the temperature of the Earth, despite the fact that nobody has any idea what this could do to the overall system of the planet.
Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.
In the film The Matrix, they tried to block out the sun in order to stop the man-made AI threat. But it ended up enslaving all of mankind in The Matrix. In the film Snowpiercer, the world tried blocking out the sun to stop global warming, but ended up triggering a cataclysmic ice age. And in the dystopian reality that we live in today, Bill Gates wants to save the world by blocking out the sun. We are told to trust him. We are told to trust the science, even though the so-called science is wildly theoretical, inconclusive, and universally challenged. Bill Gates does indeed embody the characteristics of an evil James Bond villain. But the real villains are obviously the degenerates of world governments and mainstream media who allow this damaged, deranged old man in a pink sweater to play out his father's dreams of depopulation and eugenics on the world stage, while at the same time protecting the big banks and multinational corporations who are orchestrating this entire war against humanity. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
With Greg Reese, and he puts out some really fine announcements. Now, coming up is General Flynn recommending that we all watch this FARS 2025-2028. And then I'm going to play about the first 20 minutes of that. It's about a 90-minute presentation, but we'll put the address up where you can watch the full 90-minute presentation. But General Flynn highly recommends this special that Alex Jones did about a week ago. Here we go now with what General Flynn says.
One of the things that I would recommend for people to go look at, and I don't care what you think about this guy who I'm about to mention, but I was sent a video yesterday. It's basically a documentary, and late in the afternoon, so I watched it last night, and it's by Alex Jones, InfoWars, and the media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in, and he also does his research and his homework. And so I sat, because a close friend of mine said, "You've got to watch this. I just finished watching it." He actually put it out yesterday, and it's called an emergency broadcast, and it's based on InfoWars, and it's based on the whole COVID lie. And Alex takes his audience through an hour and a half worth of just incredible level of detail of a war game that our government did back in the 2016-2017 timeframe with under a different name, and they called it SPARS instead of SARS COVID, right? And it's this incredible, runs parallel to everything that's going on today. Even in the war game that they did almost 5 years ago now, 4 years ago now, in the war game, they even put out social media things like tweets and such. And in the tweets that they use in the war game, they use the exact same tweets over the last year. I mean, the exact same words, the exact same hashtags. And it's like it's one big setup. So this thing that Alex Jones put out yesterday, it needs to get out in a bigger way, because Alex walks through, and again, whatever, I don't care what people think of him, he's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to. And there's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist. Because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out. And in this particular documentary that he did yesterday, it's fascinating. And there's an awful lot of parallels in it from what was done in a war game, so to speak, quote unquote, and then what the reality is that we're facing.
And if there's one message.
Coming up is 20 minutes, the first 20 minutes of this presentation, on SPARS 2025-2028, and they're basically saying that that's underway. That's a real live, hot operation right now. So here we go with the first 20 minutes of what Alex and them said.
Hello, tomorrow's news today.
The issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today, based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an emergency transmission, Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank the crew for coming in and doing a great job with us here. I have two of our great investigative researchers, Rob Dew and Mike Halperin, here with me in studio. And we, again, want to thank all the viewers and listeners that have tuned into this information. It could not be of any greater import. It could not be more serious to every human life, but also the rest of life on this planet, the scientific dictatorship, the scientific tyranny, the complete revolution and takeover that we're witnessing. Now, you just saw Fauci 4 years ago, right after Trump got in office, saying he will be challenged by a surprise outbreak. Wow, he knows about a surprise. And then out of the Wuhan lab that even Newsweek and Reuters report, he basically controlled 11 programs on of gain-of-function viruses, chimera viruses in the corona family, even listed and called COVID-21, COVID-25, COVID-2019. This individual then had John Hopkins, that he basically runs with Bill Gates, we'll show you all the documents, develop war games 2 months after Trump got into office, laying all of this out. So we're going to show you the documents, we're going to show you the quotes, and then you're going to see in real time as they rolled it out. Now, most people that are informed have heard about Event 201, they've heard about Operation Lockstep, they've heard about Crimson Contagion, they've heard about Disease X and the UN drills. But have you heard about SPARS 2025-2028? It is all of those plans together, but not set in the near future like those previous drills were, but set out a few more years in the future, but it's actually paralleling the time we're in now. So just superimpose 2025 to 2028 with 2020 to 2023. And it is exactly what's happening. Now, here's what's devastating. We're about 13 months into the simulation that, again, is not really a simulation. They're using that to cover their operations. In case they get caught with the documents, they just say it's part of the drill. That's a classic operation by intelligence agencies, governments, but also health agencies. Next, they say that within 6 months to a year of people being inoculated with these experimental GMO gene therapies, that you will have massive brain damage and spongiform encephalopathy, basically, or prion disease, mad cow disease. Now, it's not just them saying this. This is in 2017 they produced this document. Right after Fauci says the surprise is coming soon. And they say in there it's going to cause encephalopathy in children and adults, you name it. And there's going to be a huge outcry, and they're going to blame the politicians, not Big Pharma, for speeding it up. That Trump really stepped into it. He got set up big time, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to explain something. We could go for 10 hours straight just reading and not scratch the surface of this. We have read all of this together that you see. Mike Halperin, Rob Dew, the rest of the crew. And when you see it, I have been physically nauseous before we went on air today, because this is the smoking gun. And these mad scientist types literally think we're too stupid to figure this out and stop them, and they're not even hiding what they're doing. And then I've got Ted Turner and Bill Gates and all the rest of them admitting, and Klaus Schwab, oh, this is really to lower the human population and cut carbon, and we need climate lockdowns now, and this has been wonderful. And look, I've got headlines right here. The Times of London. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. And then it goes into how they're taking control of the world medical system through the UN to carry out this depopulation. This article is from more than 10 years ago. And I literally have hundreds of these. I just mentioned to you spongiform encephalopathy or prion disease. Microbiology Infectious Diseases Journal, COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease. That was put out in 2021 by prestigious scientists. Here's the deal. It's in the SPARS 2025-2028 document that's going to be the huge crisis that they'll then have the medical system take over and get more control and get a giant global bailout, a giant global Marshall Fund, Marshall Plan for. So again, as I keep saying, if they create a crisis this big, they've got to have a bigger crisis to cover up the last crisis, like cover up all the vaccine problems, all the tainted vaccines, all the sicknesses, all the autism. The UN said in 2019 at the December emergency meeting, head of the UN vaccine program said these vaccines are killing people. They don't work. Doctors don't believe in them. Remember all that? We'll put the article on screen. Remember all that? And so now they have this big crisis. It's even bigger vaccine damage, and they admit that, and then they get more control because the medical system then responds to that. So this is how you enslave people while you kill them. We're going to lay every bit of it and how the Rockefeller Foundation is behind it. Bill Gates is just their front along with Fauci. Here in just a moment, we also have CNN and others saying no one should have freedom. They need to keep us locked down until we submit to vaccines. They admit it's not about your safety. It's about you submitting the vaccine, which is connected not just to brain damage, but also infertility. This is the smoking gun. SPARS 2025 scenario 2028 from John Hopkins. So give us about a 2-minute summation before we get into how it's happening, the end game, where they're taking us, the proof, Rob Dew, and then we'll get Mike Halperin to also give us his boil-down summation, because both of you have good angles on this, reading these documents over the last few weeks yourselves, and then we'll start drilling directly into the documents themselves and showing people the war game, which isn't a war game, it's a war plan on us, depopulation, their admission that's what it is, and then in real time, the drill being synced up with the dates. And here's the problem. Next, they admit massive brain damage, massive cancer, massive death, if it continues to track. Rob Dew.
Yeah, so the parallels on this are just from when you looked at 9/11 and you saw the parallels that happened, this has got the same thing in it with like massive power outages. You've got a male and female president. The president who's a male stops after a few years, or it's the female she's only in for one term and then she leaves, and then the male president takes over. We kind of have that going on. There's so many parallels. The disease sort of looks the same, but it's a little longer now. They've created a worse type of gain of function now. It's got more gain of function. It's when you compare it to the COVID. But this is something we've been talking about for years, medical tyranny. It's something that I've been researching for years. That's how they're going to take everything over, through vaccines, injections, diet injections, injunctions, all that stuff that they've been writing about for years. We've been trying to show it to people, and now it's all sort of coming together. This is the big event. This is like lockstep is like the granddaddy. This is SPARS pandemic is the daddy. And then you got the two kids, Crimson Contagion and Event 201, along with these other little exercises they do. But this is the blueprint for how they're going to censor people, but they don't say censorship. They have another little cute word for it. This is how they're going to cover up side effects, how they're going to roll out side effects, how they're going to talk about side effects, how they're even going to talk about Tuskegee when that comes out. And we've seen all this stuff happen to us under the COVID lockdown in real time. So it's really, this is what it is. They call it a futuristic scenario. It should be a futuristic script for public health risk communicators, because this is to give talking points to all the minions on what to say, what file to pull out. Like you were mentioning Dr. Strangelove, when they pull out a file for a different scenario, they got somebody talking about Tuskegee, They pull it out. They give it to Fauci. Fauci goes, oh, we have a black woman making this vaccine. It's fine. Don't worry. But why would a black woman hurt you with a vaccine? So they have all these, they're thinking about this stuff.
And they had black nurses up front when it first rolled out, before blacks even questioned it. They'd already done studies and knew it. Sure. They already have Yale before all this happened, wargaming every scenario as well. Exactly. They don't deny they're wargaming all this.
Right.
And it's all public how they're wargaming it.
But it's going to get real. As we get into this and we show you the slides where the similarities are, you're going to be freaked out. And you should be. You should be freaked out. You should get awake. You should get activated. And you should start telling people about what's going on. Because a lot of people haven't heard of SPARS pandemic. Not a lot of people have heard about this. This is one that it's there, but you really have to be looking for it. You have to go seek it out. And we're going to put this all out. We're going to put the link to it on when we post this on InfoWars. So you could go read it for yourself. Here it is right here. This is all it. It's 70-something pages long right there.
All right, Rob, great job going over all this, getting all these slides that you prepared ready. I want to talk to Mike Halpern a little bit, get his take on this before we dive into it. But here's really the most important part about all this. They ran drills on 9/11 of attacking the World Trade Centers with hijacked jets. That's ABC News. Doesn't mean there isn't radical Islam. Doesn't mean they weren't working with the globalists. But the point was to make sure there was a stand down. They had drills so that when NORAD saw this, they stood down with the jets and didn't shoot down the aircraft until finally they disregarded orders and did shoot down Flight 93 that was going towards the Capitol. That was supposed to be destroyed and full martial law would have come in. Folks, look this up. It'll blow you away. Even ABC News reports on this, CBS, they had drills of the World Trade Centers attacked on the morning of 9/11, pre-planned for 6 months, and ran the drills. And so everybody stood down because they thought it was part of the drill. That's impossible. Well, it's the same thing here. This is set in the year 2025, 2028, but it's really 2020, 2023. And it's exactly what's happening at exactly the same time in exactly the same order. And now, just like Sherry Tenpenny and other scientists, Wolfgang Woodard, have looked at the documents and they say, oh my gosh, they've looked at the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines. This is going to cause protein buildup in the brain, basically spongiform encephalopathy, mad cow. This is going to cause infertility in the placenta, and they look at the coding. They know. And now we get a document where they're saying 3.5, 4 years ago, oh, this thing's coming, and when it does, we're going to vaccinate everybody, but it's going to cause a bunch of brain damage, and we'll have to have a secret fund that pays people off. I mean, wow. So again, that's only one facet. Mike Halpern, spend a few minutes, again, giving us your general overview of this before we dig in.
I mean, it's a little bit disheartening just to be able to read what we're living right now. The Event 201 is basically a one-time deal. The Crimson Contagion is a one-time deal. This SPARS 2025, we're living in this every single day, and it says word for word what's going to be happening in the near future. So whether we want to reject it or accept it, it's happening. They say word for word what's going to happen to your children, the health effects of all the different vaccines. We're going to be going over that in a little bit. The timeline, exactly when they're going to be able to roll out the vaccine, when SPARS emerges. Now, this exercise was put in the future, which I think threw a lot of people off. It showed, okay, maybe this isn't the pandemic. But in my opinion, this is it. We are living inside of this, Alex.
Well, exactly. Again, I'm going to explain. If there's a drill during the real terror attack, if the people involved in the terror attack organizing it get caught, they just go, I'm part of a drill. So they have to have a blueprint to carry out a total takeover of society. They've got to have battle plans. But you simply call the battle plans, let's say you're a serial killer and you're writing about the women you've kidnapped, murdered, and tortured. Well, you just write about it in a horror novel. That way, if the cops ever catch you, they go, oh, that's just my novel. But they can go, oh, the old barn with an old church back in the woods where the women are buried. They go back and dig it up. The women are there. It's not a novel. It is a plan, an operation that's now being carried out, that is disguised as a scenario, as a drill. And when, again, we're going to go over the connections of this in a moment. Then if you take Event 201, if you take Crimson Contagion, if you would take the big blueprint to launch the attack from 11 years ago, Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation, then you see it's all the Rockefeller Foundation people, we're going to show you that as well, that are running all the other events and scenarios. And then when you place all four of the drills together, it's word for word, real time, what's happening when you move the dates from 2025 and 2028 to 2020, 2023. So, Mike, you've got more points to make, then we'll start plowing into it.
Yeah, just the fact that they're really going after pregnant women, they're going after children, they're going after people with chronic health conditions. They know that, and it says it right here. The fact that the majority of U.S. citizens willing to be vaccinated had already been immunized, the negative publicity surrounding adverse reactions had little effect on nationwide vaccination rates. Basically, what that means is that once they get everybody, then the effects come in, Alex.
And they surge it so fast that they just kind of drowned out all the deaths, all the illnesses. 4,000 dead in Europe, almost 3,000 dead here from the vaccine. That's the CDC's own numbers. Bill Gates said it'll hurt or kill 700,000. So they really got us ready up front this time.
Well, and the way they do that is with the fact checking. All the fact checking. Because if you type in any of this stuff, like Hank Aaron died from the COVID vaccine. Oh, no, the fact checkers all say that didn't happen. He was, the medical examiner looked at him. Even though when you call the medical examiner says, no, we never looked at the body. But they use that, and so, but by placing those fact-checking organizations at the top of every search, using Google, using, you know, any of the other major search engines, then it quickly dispels, it dampers that effect that it would have.
That's right, and what we're saying here is, folks, when you read the 70-something page document, SPARS 2025, 2028, and the accompanying documents that connect to it, it blows you away. Because they talk about how to counter us. They talk about how they're going to have fact checkers. They talk about how they're going to block real news. They talk about how they're going to censor. They talk about how they're going to cover up the deaths. I mean, it is. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf and said what he was going to do, and then he did it. And you're sitting here reading this. It just blows you away. So since I mentioned the Rockefeller Foundation, let's just start there as we go into the document. Dr. Nick Bright joins the Rockefeller Foundation to lead pandemic prevention Institute development. Well, guess where he already was before? That's right, with Fauci running the whole thing to begin with, running Operation Crimson Contagion, which again was 2 years ago, to prepare the same towns, the same cities in China, basically the same stories, the same maps, even the same computer generators, same reporters, same tweets. I mean, it's incredible. Put out as a drill, then later put out as exactly real. And then now he's setting up vaccine global response to create global health policy for the Rockefeller Foundation.
And they use a lot of these vocabulary that I think the viewers and listeners really need to learn. One is stakeholder. How many times is Klaus Schwab talking about we're all stakeholders, the health stakeholders. We all need to be in this circular economy. They talk about that in the documents. They're talking about people with respiratory conditions because if whatever they're spraying from the sky or whatever they're putting in the soil or the food, and that all comes together with a vaccine, then the effects really come.
Binary weapon.
That's right, Alex.
And for folks who don't know what a binary weapon is, you already have half of it in you, then you've got to get the other half. Wow, this is so diabolical. Okay, so let's start getting into it right now. Let's go ahead and begin here. Here is the project team who is on it, all these different top eugenicists, top globalists from around the country, John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health. Here is the report that we're going to be quoting to you out of every single bit of this right now. So here's the timeline, and then here is the boil down that you did, Mike, SPARS 2025 highlights. Let's just read these highlights, and then, oh, we're not the fake news. We're going to show you from the document, the slides, after we read the highlights. But Mike, read us these highlights.
Okay, so first we're going to start talking about the neurological symptoms. You can't even believe that inside of SPARS it says that children are going to be getting neurological symptoms. People are going to be getting neurological symptoms. And we already
6 months to a year later.
6 months to a year later, and that's what...
Which is a soft kill. It's a delayed weapon.
And that's what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny talked about.
Before this document was even known, yeah.
We just discovered this document. I'm sure it's on the internet, but now we're covering it now. And this can be found inside of the SPARS document, word for word. After showing no adverse side effects for nearly a year, vaccine recipients slowly began to experience symptoms. As time passed and more people across the United States were vaccinated, claims of adverse side effects began to emerge. As the investigations grew in intensity, several high-ranking officials at the CDC and FDA were forced to step down and withdraw from government. They're setting up the health officials and the politicians to take the fall for this. Don't forget, the people who fund all this are not the health officials. It's not Fauci. It's the guys behind the scenes. It's Gates.
And that's what the UN head of vaccine program said a year and a half ago in Switzerland. She said, we're not allowed to test it. It's given to us by Big Pharma and Bill Gates, and it's hurting people. She's on video.
That is one of the most important reports that I'm recommending everyone come in and look at the full 90 minutes of that. You just got to really look at this carefully and go over it, because it's very, very important for this country. And coming up next is Harrison Smith along with Drew Hernandez. And Drew Hernandez has been at many of the hot spots throughout the country, and he's recently returned from the valley and from the border areas, and he has some real interesting things to say. First, they talk about censorship, and then they get into what Drew has experienced right along the border. So here we go with that special report. And this is Harrison Smith's program, American Journal. Here we go now with Harrison Smith and Drew Hernandez.
What I want people to understand is the censorship you see on the internet is well and ready to come here in the real world in the United States of America. And it's going to come through the useful idiots and lemmings like these security guards. They have no idea what's going on. They don't even know that they're authoritarian. They're just following orders because they're mindless and they think they're actually doing the right thing.
Right. And you can see the way that censorship is applied online is, and you can identify the tactics that they use or the justifications that they use. And it's going to work the same way in the real world as well, right? Just like I was just mentioning, if it's something that's true but they don't like, they'll call it hate speech, or they'll say it was it's glorifying violence, right? If you're showing something violent happen, you're somehow glorifying that by letting people know that it's going on. So it doesn't actually matter the label that they put on it to justify the censorship. They'll censor you and put whatever label necessary to, you know, mitigate whatever response may come from that. And we're going to see the same thing happen in the real world where, you know, I'm sure they gave you some excuse. Well, you know, we've got a lot of problems here. So, you know, with the media coming in, you could be an agitator, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. The point is they're trying to hide the truth, and whatever justification they need to spout in order to carry out that censorship is whatever, you know, they'll say whatever they have to. So we've seen how it works
online. But here's the thing as well, Harrison. Here's another good point to make as well to bring this to light as well. And what I want people to understand is when we're talking about censorship, it's not that these authoritarians are operating based upon law or morality,
right?
Like they're not enforcing their censorship based upon, oh, you posted hate speech. Oh, you said the wrong thing. Oh, you glorified violence. Oh, no. They're defining what that means, okay? Right. Their definition of hate speech or glorifying violence or whatever it is, these authoritarians, they redefine terms and words. So, for instance, right now, they've defined Trump supporters as domestic terrorists, right? Okay? Like they were calling for Trump supporters' parents to be separated from their families. CNN was on live TV calling for this, for Trump supporters to be re-educated and thrown into camps to be re-educated. So what these people do is they redefine terms to fit their narrative. So I think a lot of people need to understand, well, I'm not saying the wrong thing. I'm not saying any hate speech, or I'm not doing anything. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
whatever
matter.
They
yeah.
say goes. Whatever they define is hate speech, or whatever they define is illegal. If you're just a Trump supporter, we're heading into the days where whatever they define is going to become illegal, literally.
Yeah, and the crew is just pulling up some statements from like Ilhan Omar, where it's like, you know, the Trump's wall is racist and bigoted. Leftists suggest re-education camps and firing squads, banning talk radio to deprogram 75 million Trump supporters. And this is what they say in public. And then you have great operations like Project Veritas catching them saying even more extreme stuff when they don't think anybody's listening. So this is happening just at an exponential rate. And there's really nobody trying to slow it down except for a few of us over here on the alternative media that are just saying, can please the rest of America recognize the insanity that they're forcing us into and do something to stop it.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. My guest this hour is Drew Hernandez. He's an investigative reporter, commentator, and host of Drew Hernandez Live. Drew's appeared on numerous conservative media outlets to break news, including Tucker Carlson Tonight, to provide commentary on BLM and Antifa riots that he's documented and witnessed, and has really provided, I know myself, InfoWars. I mean, a lot of the incredible videos that we saw come out of all of the chaos of last year are thanks to Drew Hernandez. So really, the stuff you've done, Drew, is of incalculable importance, actually knowing what's going on the ground there. His website is Lives Matter Official. DrewHLive.com. His Twitter is DrewHLive. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Drew. All of last year, the insanity that we saw, you were so often right in the middle of it, and some of the incredible footage that is really the only way that we can actually understand what's going on there, because we're not getting the truth from the, I don't need to repeat this, right? We're not getting the truth from mainstream media. Nobody on the ground actually with a established, respectable outlet like NBC or CBS is actually going to tell the truth. But we don't need them because we have people like you. You're just a guy with a camera on the ground filming what's happening and giving us that, I don't know, what's the opposite of a bird's eye view? So you're giving us the on the ground, the worm's eye view. I don't want to call you a worm here. But, you know, I take the bird's eye view. I'm trying to bring it all in. But you're there on the ground experiencing it. Recently, you're on the border. What are you experiencing being there in the mix that we're missing from up here with the bird's eye view? And what can you maybe not capture on film that you want people to know about what's going on the streets in all of these big events?
Well, I would say in terms of the BLM and the Antifa riots and direct action events that I've covered, I kind of just take it from like a first person's view, just showing the people what exactly is taking place on the ground. Because like you said, the mainstream media is not going to give you what's actually taking place. I mean, I've been on the ground in certain times covering riots where I'm kind of like checking in on what, you know, CNN is saying or like these left-leaning news organizations are saying. And they will literally say the complete opposite, right, of what I'm documenting on the ground on Twitter. So that's part of the importance of what I decided to do, because I know that the American people just want to see for themselves what's really taking place, especially in the context of BLM, because BLM has been claiming to be this peaceful organization that is just fighting for the civil rights of black people, fighting against the injustice against black people, fighting against police brutality. But in reality, that's not exactly who they are. They are a neo-communist organization. We all know this. They're trained Marxist according to their own profession. So what I wanted to do was just show just exactly who these people really are on the ground, and they're not peaceful. I mean, you could say some of the activists that are at different protests are somewhat peaceful, but there are a lot of direct action gatherings that they gather where they are – it's the complete opposite. So I felt it was my job and I felt it was necessary to show the American people the other side of what the mainstream media refuses to cover. So I guess I fell in that position.
Well, it must be an amazing place to be, because I know last year and into this year has been really an – I mean, I couldn't have imagined our lives a year ago or 2 years ago. It's been so insane, and you're there in the middle of it. I mean, these are historic times right now, and you're actually getting to experience events that are changing the course of world history, and it really can't be overstated how amazing what's going on. Whether it's good or bad, it's amazing, and it's kind of shocking around all of it. What have you seen on the border since you've been going down there recently, since that seems to be one of the big hot spots of major events these days, border agents taking in over 170,000 people in a single month, 20,000 children in custody now, I guess. We don't really know where they are. They're getting bussed farther into the United States. I mean, this is a shocking event. Again, from a bird's eye view, just the numbers themselves are shocking. But then you add the personal experience on the ground. What dimension does that add to the story that we're trying to tell here?
I would say it's the same thing. The mainstream media, now the White House with the installed puppet president Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, you have the entire White House administration trying to act like they actually care about the migrants. They're trying to act like they're actually transparent about their administration. Joe Biden will sit in his first presser, which was a nightmare, by the way,
right,
and literally lie through his teeth and tell the American people that the vast majority of the migrants are being turned away. So the point I'm trying to make is, as I've been on the ground in Yuma, Arizona, McAllen, Texas, at the southern border, it is the complete opposite of what these people are saying. The vast majority of migrants are not being turned away. In all reality, they're actually being bussed into the United States to COVID-19 migrant testing facilities. And then they're called NGOs, right, non-governmental organizations, where they will pick them up. It's either like a Catholic charity, or it's just completely not – organized,
right,
and we have no accountability. There's no oversight. They have no way of actually verifying if they're actually families. So it's an entire process. It's very organized. And I think the American people need to understand, you know, I've been saying border crisis, especially like on Twitter and social media. I don't even think I want to tweet that anymore, because it's not a border crisis. It's a strategically planned, intentional, organized border crisis. Because when you go down there, it is very organized. It's not just all over the place. Yes, there are hundreds of thousands of people pouring over the southern border, but it is by design. People need to understand this. Joe Biden called for this. So at the same time, this is all falling into place.
Next is just a short clip of Alex confronting a car that was delivering to some kind of a Catholic charity group, NGO, we think. Some illegal aliens. We don't know if they were cleared by the Border Patrol or not, but they're helping facilitate bringing these people into the country. So we don't have all the details, but Alex did go down there and try to confront some of this illegal immigration. Here we go with this small, short clip.
You're about to run a human being over.
Hey, you got those children in there.
Who are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally. Hey, we need the police over here. They got a bunch of kids in the car seats.
Here come the kids with the migrants from all over Central America, Honduras, Guatemala, you name it, right? Now keep in mind, once they go into this facility, the Border Patrol completely washes their hands of them. If they test negative, they're marched right down the street to the Catholic charity. From there, they're given clothes, food, financial assistance. The debit cards that they have over $1,200 per person on them. They're then taken to the McAllen Airport in unmarked vans, and then they're released into the United States to a destination city of their choice.
You guys are piling that car right now.
You got a car seat for them?
You got a car seat?
That's illegal, bro.
Where are you taking these kids?
That's illegal.
If you get in a traffic accident, those kids are going to get hurt.
Where are you taking these kids? Do you have a car seat?
That's illegal.
How is this Christian?
Hey,
this
we need the police over here. They got a bunch of kids out of their car seats. You're violating Texas law.
Who is this right here?
Hey.
You have no comments.
You got those children in there illegally.
You're about to run a human being over.
You got those children in there.
Who are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally.
Who are you? Where are you taking these children?
You're smuggling children.
Are you a part of
this organization? You got them illegally in that vehicle.
You're not a part of this organization? Who are you? Where are you?
We know you're smuggling these kids.
Where are you taking these kids?
In the back of there without children's
seats. Where are you taking these kids? Sir, identify.
This is a massive smuggling.
This is literally human smuggling. These are children. Where are you taking these kids?
And now,
sir, where are you taking these kids?
They don't even have car seats.
Sir,
their seatbelts on.
Their seatbelts are even on. Where are you taking these children? Sir, identify yourself. Who are you?
Don't fucking hit me. I'll tell you right fucking.
Who do you work for? Are you a part of this organization?
No, sir. I don't know.
So you don't know where these kids are going?
They're going to check the COVID over there.
No, they came from over there. They're not being checked for COVID. So you don't know who
Somebody
you work
needs
for?
We need to call the police.
We need to call the police right now. I want to know where these kids are going.
You are violating state law. You have children.
They're not going there. You're not making any sense, sir. Identify yourself.
They
who are you?
Kids out of that back, man. If somebody rear ends you, those kids are going to get hurt.
Who are these kids?
I don't know, sir.
Lag them down. Right there. Get the cops, sir.
Where did you get them from?
From the church.
From the church. Where's the church?
Someone church.
Okay, so we just want to make sure that this is all good, okay, sir? I understand you're probably trying to help, at least appearing to. But you literally have a bunch of kids in here, a bunch of minors, all by yourself.
Okay, the police is here.
Okay.
Plowed in the back, no seatbelt, no anything.
Seatbelt?
Yeah, they're plowed in the back.
Okay. What's your name, sir? Do you have your ID on you? Or your driver's license?
Your human smuggling's gonna stop, freak!
So you're cool with human smuggling?
Yes, sir.
You don't care about his
family?
I'm here,
these
kids are being human trafficked on a daily basis. Don't think
you're
these people are being human trafficked and raped. They're being raped. They're being raped.
Why did you
they're being human trafficked. You're being human smuggled.
How do you know? How do you know?
How do I know? It's happening on a daily basis at the southern border.
Are you doing that? How do you know?
Go to the southern border.
That's the mom?
Mother, yeah.
Yeah, all sorts of fucked up. These people do not care at all.
Good. Hold on.
Hold on.
No. Better than them not dying.
Really?
This is ridiculous. This is not how you deal with children. You don't stuff them in the back of a car.
What the hell's the matter with you?
No car seats.
What organization is this? I want to know who the hell this is. Stuffing kids in the back of a car without any seatbelts on. What kind of Catholic organization is this? Jesus stuffs people in the back of a car? Should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you.
This illegal immigration is being fueled by Biden. President Biden was inviting them to come into the country. Now he's trying to find out, you know, what he should do to stop this. And he's sending Kamala Harris around, or she's doing diplomatic missions and stuff, trying to talk to this triangle down there of countries and trying to find out what the heck is going on. And they're the ones that created the problem in the first place. Now, what is long-term behind some of this is there are high crime rates in some of these Central American countries. And MS-13 is operating in these countries, and they're causing havoc there. And the people want jobs. And so they're hungry. They want jobs. They know they can get jobs and make 5-10 times more money here than they could down there. And then they'll send it back and eventually maybe go back. They may stay here if they're happy living in this country. So this is what I would say a short term, the 5 to 7, 10 year thrust of it. The long term trend here has been fueled by a liberation theology doctrine that was taught in the Central American and Latin American Jesuit schools about it was a reaction to the landed wealthy in those countries. And also is a reaction to the monopolies and the dictatorships that we as a country supported at times. So we're not totally blameless from this over a long term. And but in the meantime, those policies that President Trump, while he was in office, were a limiting, restraining force to this unlimited, unrestrained, runaway, surge of illegal immigration, and he had it under control. Then President Biden comes in there, and all of a sudden, he says he's going to reverse this, they can't stay in Mexico. And Trump had actually worked out many of the problems that had existed there. And anyway, when we get back to the border problem, one of the primary reasons why we have this, and nobody gets into this, but back in the 70s, when I was familiar with this labor, this cheap Mexican labor, out on construction jobs here in the Austin, Texas area, was that it used to be that the employers were fined, sometimes heavily, for employing illegal aliens, okay? And that meant that the employers were the controlling mechanism of stopping and limiting this illegal immigration. Yes, there was still illegal immigration, especially along the border where you had fruit picking and harvesting going on, but also in some of those twin plant programs, maquiladoras along the border, those were legal. But also you had over and above, around the border, it was pretty wide open and pretty well known that you could employ them to come over and do work along the border inside the state of Texas, is where I've always lived, at really low rates. And so that cheap labor has always been used by the business people. Now, in the 70s, when I was looking at this more closely, then the INS and the government would go after those employers with heavy fines, and that just shut it down totally. Now, getting back to this liberation theology, Professor Emeritus Gutierrez at Notre Dame out of Peru was one of the early founding members of liberation theology. And then the church saw that it was beneficial for them to attract people, and they started teaching it within some of the Jesuit schools. And basically, it was, like I said, a reaction to the landed wealthy in the Central and South American countries abusing and controlling and monopolizing the wealth through the monopoly of land ownership. So this was the Sandinistas, these people. There are a lot of people that arose up against this. So we can't forget that there were some legitimate reasons why, and then later on, these people do want to come into this country. It's just that we can't have an unlimited, an unrestrained, a method to where we're swamped by a horde of people, because recently there have been detained individuals that were on the terror list. I think there were some Yemenis that were detained recently. And so when they've been overwhelmed, when our Border Patrol and so forth, INS and also so forth, has been overwhelmed along our border, then they can't take care and stop and detain and arrest some of those people and look at them more closely that do pose a real threat to this country. And so that's really what we're at now. Now, recently, if you want to go in and look at John Brennan, okay, there's some recent quotes that he's made, and also some of his older lectures to the CFR. We're going to put one of his speeches up there. But I point to this. I want you to go in and listen to it outside of this program and listen to what he says. And it sounds so legitimate and everything, but John Brennan, when he was a CIA director, was spying and got caught on some of the senators in our U.S. Senate. And he was spying on behalf of Barack Obama. So what's that all about? Then we've got this John Roberts that seems to be coming down on the liberal side now in the Supreme Court. Are we going to let him pack the Supreme Court? We don't want that. And just recently, there have been some resistance to doing away with the filibuster, and we just cannot let that happen. It's just too important. Now, coming up in next week, and I'll put the click-off in there, there's going to be on the 16th and 17th in Tulsa at the Rema Bible Church, there's going to be a big, big, you could say, symposium conference. It's a combination of a business conference coupled with patriots being there to speak. And you're going to have General Flynn there, Sidney Powell, Lindell there, MyPillow Man, and just a slew of a lot of other people will be there speaking. And so it's something to take note of. And I'll put a click off where you can go in and find there's three different live streams that are going to be broadcast. The Rema Church will be one, and I think Mike Adams will be another one, and then another lady, steeltruth.tv or .com, I think, is going to be putting out a live stream also. So we recommend that you go in there and listen to these speakers there over a two-day period. I think there's going to be about 38 different speakers. I think in the morning between 7:30 and 10:30, they're going to have business speakers. And this group started out with holding seminars and conferences about coaching, business coaching. And now this is one of the first ones that they've arranged quite a few patriots with. And when they did that, then this thing just really exploded on them. And I think they had 4,000 tickets, I think. And I think those are all sold out right now. So this is what's going on, and it's just so dynamic. This country, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, thrivetimeshow.com, and you go to /April-conference, okay, you'll be able to go to this conference coming up next week. But this particular group is tied into the Rema Bible Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we'll have that within our page there for today's program. So anyway, go in there and take a look at that and benefit from it, and tell a lot of other people what's going on. We've got to bring the country together, and what we have to do is we have to stop hating and resenting. We got to forgive. I know I've said this before in our closing minutes here, but we just have to awaken. Now, I believe that most of us, almost everyone by some degree, are in a delusional type of state. And when I say in a delusional state, I'm talking about not having the facts and the discernment of total reality in an accurate, forthcoming way to truly experience what's really going on out here. And I think what continues that state of that deluded state is when you continue to hate and resent. So the way to come out of this delusion or this deluded state is to begin to try to walk in the spirit of forgiveness. If you really truly begin to walk in the spirit of forgiveness, there's two things that can occur. First, physically, you'll reflect that to your family, your friends, and your loved ones, and to the public at large. Physical reflection there. And so that's a state of consciousness that is positive and of the light. And that's real physical light. The other thing that you'll be able to do is when you truly walk in a state of forgiveness, then what you're doing also is you're beginning to experience a shucking off of that mantle of unforgiveness and hatred and resentment. And I believe what occurs during this process, and it takes a while for you to accomplish this, but as you begin to walk in that spirit of forgiveness, you're reflecting an infinitesimally bit of God's light and truth, and you could say grace. So when you truly reflect a infinitesimal, I'm saying that we as humans have just a certain potential. I'm not saying that we'll ever be gods. I'm saying that we can try to reflect an infinitesimal bit of God's grace through forgiveness of self and others and the acceptance of God's grace and forgiveness. So in doing this, I think we can truly awaken. And we like this woke thing. I think that in this process of shucking off this resentment and hatred, I think that we can begin to arise from that human state of non-forgiveness and hatred and resentment that continue to support that false self. And slowly, hopefully, that false self is gradually dissolving and there's a homecoming that's affected, much like geese flying back to Canada to their nesting grounds during the springtime, and they want to nest up there during the summer. And in these nesting grounds, we can find our conscience, and we can reorder ourselves, and we can become real and truly integrated with our real self again. I want to thank each and every one of you. Thank you for listening. Good night.